That's right, replied Sam, but some animals do like to acquire things even though they don't pay anything for them. Such as, asked the head man. A rat, said Sam. A rat will fix up a home for himself, but then he'll bring home all sorts of little objects, trinkets and stuff, anything he can find that catches his eye. You're right, said the head man. You're absolutely right, Sam. You seem to know quite a lot about animals. I like animals, said Sam. I love to watch them. Then come with me and we'll explore the zoo, said the head man, getting up from his chair. I don't feel like working any more today. I'll show you the zoo. And away they went, the two of them. That night, Sam slept in the head man's office by special permission. He unrolled his sleeping bag on the floor and crawled in. The plane taking him back home would leave in the morning. Sam's head was full of everything he had seen in the zoo. And before he turned out the light, he took his notebook out of his rucksack and wrote a poem. This is what he wrote. Sam Beaver's Poem. Of all the places on land and sea, Philadelphia's zoo is the place for me. There's plenty to eat and a lot to do. There's a frigate bird and a tiny shrew. There's a vesper rat and a two-toed sloth, and it's fair to say that I like them both. There's a Canada goose and a polar bear, and things that come from everywhere. There are lots of things that you've never seen, like the kinkajou and the wolverine. You really have to go to the zoo to see a newborn wallaroo, or a fallow deer, or a white-tailed gnu. There are wondrous birds on a beautiful lake. There's a timber wolf and a hog-nosed snake. There are animals with great appeal, like the hummingbird and the harbor seal. There are pony rides, there are birds of prey, and something happening every day. There are wolves and foxes, hawks and owls, and a great big pit where the lion prowls. There are quiet pools and pleasant cages where reptiles lie and the tiger rages. The houses are clean, the keepers are kind, and one baboon has a pink behind. The entire aim of a well-kept zoo is to bring the animal world to you. Signed, Sam Beaver. Sam left the poem on the head man's desk.